brothers and sisters.
大家早上好。
Thank you for not missing that song.
感谢我们没有错过那首歌。
I don't know if that song was, sounds like a children's worship song, but it's a good reminder for us.
我知道这首歌听起来好像是孩童的敬拜歌，但是对我们来说是一个很好的提醒。
To remind us what God has done and what God is doing.
提醒我们神已经在我们当中做了什么，并且正在做的事情。
We often need to be reminded what God has done.
我们通常呢需要被提醒神已经成就了什么。
And what God is
doing. 并且神正在做什么。
Right? Amen? You guys with me this morning?
今天早上有在听吗？
All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
那我们来到神面前一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you as a spiritual family.
我们亲爱的天父，我们作为灵命的家庭一起来到你的面前。
And we do, Lord, come before you knowing that we are in your presence and we thank you for that.
我们神啊，我们知道我们一起来到你的面前，你与我们同在，我们为此而感谢你。
Help us to know what it means, Lord, to give to you our worship.
神啊，帮助我们理解什么是真正的把我们的敬拜奉献给你。
So that even in this time when your people are sitting and gathered together.
所以在这个时候，虽然在这个时候，你的子民聚集在一起。
And we are giving you our hearts, our attention, our minds. We're giving you everything that we have, that there is something beautiful that happens as you allow us to receive something from you as well.
我们把我们所有的一切的焦点，所有一切的心思意念全都交给你，所以我们可以知道，就是我们可以知道，在我们所得到的，在你这里。
In these last few weeks, Lord, there have been so many things that have been happening here.
在前面几周，主啊，在这里我知道我们发生了很多的事情。
And if the pandemic has not shaken us up, Lord, you have been using the events recently to perhaps awaken us.
如果疫情还没有把我们苏醒的话，我希望神啊，在过去的几周发生的一些事情能够使我们清醒。
So Lord help us, we pray, to begin to see and understand.
所以主啊，请你帮助我们，我们可以开始看见并且理解。
That even as the wind is blowing outside, so does your spirit blow in the direction you desire, and that we would know it.
虽然外面的风刮得很大，我们也希望你的圣灵像大风一样刮进来。
So Father, we give ourselves to you this morning.
所以父亲，我们把自己交给你今天早上。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. There's a book by C.S. Lewis.
有一本书是 C.S. Lewis 写的。
And Aslan is the name of the lion that represents Jesus.
在这个书当中就是有一头狮子，它的名字叫 Aslan, 是代表耶稣的。
And the one sentence that turns the whole direction of the book.
那其中有一句话呢，把整本书的这个方向都改变的是。
it says that Aslan is on the move.
这句话说, 就是这个 Aslan, 就是这头狮子, 正在运行。
Aslan is on the move.
这头狮子正在运行。
I believe that our Lord God is on the move.
我相信我们的主耶稣也在运行。
That he is moving in our midst.
他在我们当中运行。
And some of you can say amen to that.
我知道你们当中一些人可以说阿们。
Some of you have a sense, as I do, that here, Aslan is on the move.
我知道你们当中一些人也跟我一样有一种感觉，就是这头狮子在运行。
That the Lord, our God, is doing something powerful in our midst.
我们的主耶稣在我们当中在做一些很有力量的事情。
And I believe that he is preparing us for a purpose.
我也相信我们的主耶稣呢，正在有目的地预备我们。
He is preparing us for a purpose.
他在有目的地预备我们。
Even in the last few weeks, we know, you and I know, there have been some very heavy, some very weighty events that have just been going back to back to back within our spiritual family here.
我知道在过去的几周，我在我们的这个属灵的大家庭当中，有一些非常就是沉重的事情，沉重的消息，一件接着一件的发生。
And some have even asked me, what is going on?
我知道有人甚至问我，就是到底是怎么回事情？
What is happening?
到底是怎么回事？
There was cancer that began to grow again.
有癌细胞正在成长。
There was a dear older sister of our church who lived her life fully for the Lord, and the Lord has taken her home.
我们有一位非常我们亲切的一位老姐妹，为整个生命都是为耶稣基督而生活，已经被主接走了。
And then on the other spectrum, a dear young brother in our midst.
然后我们在我们当中的一位年轻的弟兄。
The Lord has received back to himself.
主也把他接走了。
What is going on?
那到底是怎么回事呢?
What is happening?
到底是怎么回事情?
I cannot tell you exactly what God is doing because I am not God.
我其实呢，并不能告诉你神正在做什么，因为我不是神。
But why, right after these events occur,
那为什么呢？在这些事件发生以后,
how has our church been coming together right here in this room?
那我们教会是如何聚在一起，就在这个房间里。
To come and pray together.
我们聚集在一起祷告。
To cry out to the Lord in faith together.
我们一起向神呼求。
To grieve together.
我们一起悲痛。
And even in the midst of death, to praise the name of the Lord together.
虽然在死亡当中，我们也一起赞美神的。
That even as we have this grief and sadness that we go through together as a church,
虽然作为一个教会，我们一起在经历这个悲痛。
Why does the Lord give us a preaching series through 1 Corinthians 15 that points us to our eternal hope?
那神为什么让我们这段时间在讲哥林多前书15章，所以我们能够理解，我们也能够看到我们永生的希望。
Why did we purchase 50 spots for our church so that we can learn more about God's heart for the church in missions?
我们为什么在这个CMC当中要 要买50张座位呢？
Why is there already planned a call to action for the whole church to be moving together?
那为什么我们会有这个作为一个教会，我们有计划让我们的教会整个教会一起运行呢？
And even in the midst, right after these devastating events.
虽然在这些非常就是悲痛的事件当中之后，
Why would God allow all of these things to happen right before Thanksgiving?
那神为什么要允许这一切发生，就是正发生在感恩节之前呢？
Why would God allow all this to happen right before a season of Thanksgiving?
那神为什么要允许这一切发生在感恩节的之前呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
But I know that Aslan is on the move.
但是我知道这头狮子正在运行。
And when Aslan is on the move,
当这头狮子在运行的时候，
it changes the whole direction.
那整个方向都被改变了。
Amen?
Amen.
Are you with me? Some of you are not with me.
你们当中有是不是都在听？
No, some amen. I know some of you are like, I don't know what you're talking about.And that's okay.
大家有没有都理解？
Because if you don't understand, that's okay.
如果你不理解的话，没有关系。
But I know that there are brothers and sisters that understand. You know, Aslan is on the move.
但是我知道你们当中有弟兄姐妹是理解的，你们知道这头狮子正在运行。
The Lion of Judah is on the move.
犹大的这头狮子正在运行。
Mabel gave me.Milton's necklace yesterday.
Mabel 昨天把这条项链是 Milton 的项链给我了。
He and I talk so much about the Lion of Judah.
我和 Milton 其实谈了很多关于这个犹大的狮子。
He even talked to me to see if it's okay to get a tattoo of a lion on him.
他甚至有问过我可不可以把这个狮子就是刺在他的身上。
Some of you older folks will disagree with me, but I said it's fine.
我知道你们年长的或许会不同意，但是我跟他说可以的。
But he had always wore this necklace of the lion.
他Milton 以前就是一直戴着这头狮子的项链。
What is God doing?
那神在做什么呢？
We don't exactly know.
我们没有确切的知道。
But I believe when he is on the move, he's preparing.
但是我知道，当神在运行的时候，他是在预备。
He's awakening.
他是在也使我们清醒。
And that there is a purpose.
这是有目的的。
So today I wanted to bring you two passages from the Word of God.
今天我也想和大家分享两段经文。
Two perspectives of gratitude.
两个方面，就是感恩的两个方面。
So we're going to look at two. One is we're going to look at Moses. We're going to hear from Moses.
第一个方面呢，我们要看看摩西。
And then we're going to look at what David has to teach to us.
然后呢，我们要看看大卫所教导我们的。
And by the end of our time this morning,
在我们结束之前。
My prayer is that we would see how thanksgiving and gratitude is part of God's preparing us for His purpose.
Now, 在这结束之前呢，我的祷告就是要希望我们能够看到，就是感恩呢，其实是神也是神在预备我们。
And that we would.See through today's passage how there is a growth for the believer, there's a maturity for the believer in thanksgiving.
那通过今天的经文呢，我也希望大家能够看到，就是通过感恩呢，就是我们信徒是如何成长的。
How God's desire for His people is to grow in greater faith.
神的愿望就是他的子民能够在信心中成长。
Someone said the other day, I want to grow in faith like that other person.
有人说过，我希望我的信心能够成长像另外一个人一样。
I want to grow in faith.
我希望我的信心能够成长。
And that's my prayer for us this morning, that we would grow in faith. You want to grow in faith?
这就是我今天早上的祷告。
Look at someone next to you and say, I want to grow in faith.
我们相互对看来。大家说，我要在信心当中
成长。Say it. Look at someone. Say, I want to grow in faith.
我要在信心当中成长。
我想要在信心当中成长。说 I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's right. I don't even know what I just said there. Kind of, I think I understand. I don't know if you guys have this in China. The brother who just came from China, missionary. Can I see who you are? Amen, brother.
我不知道，就是从中国来的弟兄们
，Pray for us，
请为我们祷告。
God is moving us to do that，
因为神在感动我们如此做。
He's on the move here. We are going to see more of the gospel move to the ends of the earth, brother. Thank you。
我们也可以看到，就是这些福音能够运行到地球的极限。
I don't know if they do this when you grew up overseas.
当你在海外成长，如果你在海外成长的话，
but I was born in Ohio. I was born here. I'm an American boy.
我是在Ohio 出生的。
And whenever we celebrate Thanksgiving as a family,
我们庆祝感恩节的时候，
when I've grown up, we have so many relatives that come over.
当我孩子的时候呢，我们有很多亲戚过来。
And so.We didn't have enough room at the table.
那我们的餐桌上呢就没有足够的座位。
And so we would have an adult's table.
那我们呢就有一个大人的餐桌。
And then the adult's table would have everything on it, you know?
那所有的东西都在大人的餐桌上。
And all the chairs, the big chairs for the adults.
那些大的椅子都在给,
And then
都是给大人的。
Right nearby, you have the little kids' table.
那在大人的餐桌边上呢，有孩子的餐桌。
And so the kids would always sit at the kids' table.
那孩子呢，就坐在孩子的餐桌。
And as our family practices it now today.
那我们家庭现在就是当今做的事。
We do the same thing, even though I have a very big dining table.
我们也是一样，虽然我的餐桌很大，我就是。
I bought the biggest dining table I could find because we just want people to come over all the time.
我呢买了一个最大的餐桌，因为我很欢迎人家到我家里来。
But even still, we have an adult table.
但是仍旧在成人的餐桌边
上。And then we have a little kids table on the side.
我们有一个孩子的餐桌。
And we try to put the kids table pretty close to the adults table.
我们呢把孩子的餐桌放总是靠的和成人餐桌靠得很近。
And so everything that we have on the adults table, we do like a little miniature version on the kids table.
那任何东西就是在成人餐桌上有的，我们呢也就是稍微也都放一些在孩子的餐桌上。
And I make sure.
我呢也要确定。
That everything we do at the adults table,
在我们大人餐桌上所做的一切。
We're going to do at the kids table.
那我们在孩子的餐桌上也要做。
So when we're about to give Thanksgiving.
那当我们呢要感恩就是感谢的时候
，We do that together.
那我们一起感恩。
And when we pray, we're gonna pray together.
那我们祷告的时候呢，我们也一起祷告。
Sometimes even as we talk at the adults table, we will talk over and bring that conversation to the kids table.
甚至有时候呢，我们在大人餐桌上讲的话呢，我们也带到孩子的餐桌上和他们一起交流。
The kids don't necessarily fit on the adults table.
那孩子或许呢不一定能够坐在大人的餐桌上。
And if you've ever seen my son Corbin eat, he's very messy.
那如果你看到我孩子 Corbin, 他是一个就是吃东西很脏的一个孩子。
Yeah, very 脏 and he's already 10 years old, he's still messy.
他已经十岁了，但是还是很脏的。
But everything that we do at the adults table, we want to bring it to the little kids table.
但是我们无论在就是成人餐桌上，我们所做的一切，我们都会带给。
Even though they may not understand everything that's happening at the adults table.
或许呢，这些孩子并不理解、明白这些事情。
But the reason why we do that.
但是呢，这我们这样做的理由是。
And this is the same reason why I encourage families to always eat together.
这也是同样的原因，我一直鼓励就是我们的家庭一定要一起用餐。
Is that every time we eat together?
因为每次我们一起吃吃饭的时候
，the mature adults have a chance to model maturity for their children.
因为这些成熟的大人能够成为这些孩子的一个模范。
You have a chance to model maturity.To the next generation.
你那这样的话呢，你就有一个机会把你的这个成熟性呢，给示范给孩子看。
This morning,
今天早上
，when we read from Moses,
当我从摩西当中读到的话语
，just like a good parent is laying out a path.For maturity, for the children to mature.
就像是父母一样带领自己的孩子成熟。
Moses is writing to the people of God, giving them a path to maturity.
那摩西呢，是写给神的子民，带领他们成熟。
We're going to be reading in the book of Deuteronomy.
我们呢将会读《生命记》
，And Deuteronomy was written to the next generation.
生命记呢是写给下一代的人的。
They have not yet crossed into the promised land.
他们呢还没有到达应许之地。
But Moses wants to teach them and guide them and give them a path for their maturity in knowing God.
但是呢，摩西呢想带领他们，指引他们，使他们成熟来了解神。
So turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们来打开圣经到《生命记》第八章。
And we're going to start from verse 7 this morning.
我们从第七节开始。
Verse 7.
第七节。
For the Lord your God is bringing you.Into a good land. A land of brooks, of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills.
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。
A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, that's good. A land of olive trees and honey.
那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。
He's bringing you into a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper.
你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。
And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land He has given you.
你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。
But look at verse 11.
但是，请看
，Take care.Lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I have commanded you today.
你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、章典、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。
Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks...Multiply your silver and gold and all your banking and stocks and all that. Multiply.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全部加添。
Then your heart will be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God.Who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery?
你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。
What do we have to learn from Moses speaking to the people of God?
那从摩西和对神的子民所讲的话语当中，我们能学到什么呢？
You see, they've already gone through the desert.
你知道他们已经穿过了这个旷野。
They've seen what has happened to their generation before them.
他们已经看到了就是他们上一代的人的生命。
They've already experienced a lot of hardship and pain.
他们已经经历过了很多痛苦。
And now, in verse 7, the Lord your God is going to bring you into a good land.
那现在第七节就说耶和华你的神将领你进入美地。
You have been going through the pain.
你已经经过了痛苦。
You've experienced the hardship.
你已经经历过了困难。
And now the Lord is going to bring you into the good land.
那现在呢，耶和华你的神将领你进入美地。
It's going to be a land where you will lack in nothing.
在这个美地上呢，你不缺乏任何的东西。
But he says,
但是他说，
when the Lord provides like this for you,
当神这样的供应给你的时候，
he says in verse 11, we saw, be careful.
他说在十一节当中，他说你要谨慎。
Be careful that you don't forget the Lord.
你要谨慎，不要忘记耶和华。
Don't forget the Lord.
不要忘记你的神。
Don't forget the Lord, he says, by not keeping his commandments.
不要忘记你的神，不守他的诫命。
You see, oftentimes when we think about not keeping God's commandments,
你看，通常在我们想到不守他神的诫命的时候，
we are programmed to only think of, oh, that's just sin and it offends God.
那我们呢通常会想到这是罪，这是得罪神的。
It's sin and so it's bad for me.
这是罪，这是很坏的。
You know why it's bad for you?
你知道什么对你不好吗？
Because when you stray from God's ways,
当你离开神的道的时候，
it causes you to forget God.
那这就会使你忘记神。
Causes you to forget.
这会使你忘记。
Verse 12 says,
12节说,
because when you have eaten and you are now full, and now you have the big house, and now your bank accounts are flowing.
就像12节说的，你吃得饱足的时候，你有很好的房屋，你的银行账户也有很多钱在里面。
And all that you have now is multiplied.
那你所有的一切呢，都加倍了。
He says in verse 14,
在第十四节说,
then your heart be lifted up.
然后呢，你就心高气傲。
That means that you will become too comfortable.
这就是指呢，你会将会太舒适了。
This means when your heart is lifted up, you will become too proud.
你当你心高气傲的时候，你就会感觉很骄傲。
You have strayed from his ways, and now you have become too proud.
那你已经离开了神的道，你已经变得很自傲了。
You think that everything that you have now is because of what you have done.
你就会认为你现在所拥有的一切是因为你自己所做的得到的。
So you will forget God.
那你呢就会忘记神。
So then what are we to do?
那我们该怎么做呢？
Because even though this was said to people Israel,
虽然这些话是对以色列人说的，
isn't this true for us?
但是对我们来说也是不是也是很真实呢？
So what do we do?
那我们应该怎么做?
How do we fight? How do we guard against straying from his ways and forgetting about our God?
那我们自己应该怎样谨慎,我们不偏离神的道?
Well, he gives the answer in verse 10.
那他在第十节当中给了我们答案。
He says, when you eat, And you become full and satisfied.
那你吃喝饱足的时候,
you need to bless the Lord your God. When you eat and you are full,
你吃饱了以后,
you need to bless the Lord your God. You need to bless him for the good land.
你要称谢他, 给你的美好之地。
This word for bless is the Hebrew word barak.
那这个字眼称颂, 在希伯来语中呢, 叫做barak。
Barak, say barak.
我们大家一起说barak。
That's the word to bless.
这就是指称颂。 祝福。
祝福。 To bless.
祝福。
The word barak means to bless.
那这个字 barak 就是指祝福。
It also means to praise.
但是呢，也是指赞美。
Most of the time, this word is used for God.
大部分的时候呢，这个字呢都是被神应用。
When God blesses His people.
当神祝福他的子民。
But all the other times it's used outside of God.
但是呢,其他在神以外,之外所运用的是,
the word barak means to praise.
那这个字 barak呢,是指赞美。
To praise God.
是赞美神。
To extol him.
是称颂神。
To use your mouth.
用你的嘴。
To speak out words.
把话语说出来。
That express His greatness and His goodness.
表达他的, 美善和伟大。
Literally, it means to speak words of excellence.
这是指呢, 就是说美好的语言。
And it is one of the most used words in the Old Testament for to praise.
这个, 这个字呢, 在旧约当中是用的最多的, 是来用来表达赞美。
In Nehemiah chapter 8,
在,
Nehemiah chapter 8,
尼希米记第八章,
and Ezra baraked the Lord.
以斯帖,
baraked.
称颂了神,
baraked.
祝福了神,
baraked. Just say baraked. That's what I'm saying.
以斯帖称颂了, baraked.
No, baraked.
Baraked神.
I want us to understand that these words are there. You don't see it in Chinese.
我希望大家能够知道，就是这些字呢，
Ezra baraked the Lord.
以斯帖 baraked 神。
He blessed the Lord.
他祝福了神。
He blessed the Lord.
他称颂神。
He praised the Lord.
他赞美神。
And all the people answered what? Amen and amen.
那所有的人就一起说
And what did they do?
他们做什么呢?
They lifted up their hands.
他们举起他们的手。
They lifted up their hands and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
他们低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
In Psalm chapter 134, barak is used again.
在,
诗篇134章, it says, lift up your hands to the holy place and barak the Lord.
诗篇130是说你们当向圣所举手称颂耶和华
Barak the Lord
你们 Barak 耶和华
Come on sister
Barak 你们当向圣所举手 Barak 耶和华
You see That's the word to bless
这就是祝福的话
When God baraks he blesses
当神 Barak 我们的时候
When we Barak
当我们 Barak
We bless the Lord
我们称颂神,
which also means to praise the Lord.
也是指我们赞美神,
but we praise the Lord with our mouth.
但是呢, 我们用我们的嘴来赞美神,
you cannot barak the Lord without your words.
你不可能不用语言来barak神。
Oftentimes you notice that this type of baraking comes with your physical expression.
但是很多时候我们在barak神的时候呢, 我们也用一些我们的肢体言语。
Because that is what happens when you see the goodness and the greatness of the Lord. Amen?
这就是这个时候呢, 就是你所看到的神的美善和伟大。
Even even if you don't like to move your hands.
虽然有时候你并不喜欢就是举起你的双手。
Some of you have said to me, I just grew up, I don't move, I don't know how to move.
有些人说我就是这样长大的，我不动的。
I could hear the music.
我可以听到的音乐在响。
And the music is going, I see Pastor Alex is moving.
音乐在响，我看到 Alex 长老在动。
I just don't move.
我不动的。
木头人。
我就是木头人。
一二三，木头人。Like one, two, three.
我就是不动，就像木头一样。
Wood people. Right? I don't move. That's okay.
如果你不动，没有关系。
But when you barak, you express it from your mouth.
但是当你 barak 的时候，你用嘴来表达的时候。
And oftentimes it does cause a physical expression.
但是很多时候呢，我们是要有肢体语言来表达的。
Because when you think of the goodness and the greatness of the Lord, how can you not lift your hands or bow down and use your mouth to say, praise the Lord, and people around you say, amen, amen, amen?
因为当你想要表达神的美善和伟大的时候，你如何能不用你的肢体语言？你如何不能够不举起双手，不低头，不面匍匐在地面上赞美神呢？
I don't understand sometimes how people can come into church.
我有时候不理解有些人来到教会。
And their arms are crossed.
他们呢插着双手。
Staring.
就是盯着看。
What God?
神，现在怎么样？
You've given me so much.
你已经给了我这么多。
You have given me your favor.
你已经把你最好的给我。
You have given me your faithfulness.
你已经把你的
your goodness.
信实，你的美善给了我。
What else you got for me?
你还有什么要给我的呢？
What else you got?
你还有什么呢？
How can you sit there?
你怎能这样坐着？
还有什么呢？
然后向神伸手说，还
有什么呢？ This posture,
这个肢体，
This posture,
这个肢体。
I'm not even looking if anybody's doing that right now, okay? So just, like, I, you know, sometimes you just might sit this way, okay? It's okay, I don't mean it that way. I mean the attitude.
我是指你的态度，其实不是说你这样做。
You see, at the children's table,
在你看到你们在孩子的餐桌上
we teach the children to say what? The blessing.
我们呢，教育孩子呢，要说称颂这祝福的话。
Who wants to say the blessing?
那谁愿意来说祝福的话呢?
Hey, the adults table have a big hot pot.
那在大人的餐桌上呢有火锅。
So we do a little hot pot for the kids table.
那在孩子的餐桌上呢有个小小的火锅。
Kids, who wants to say the blessing?
那孩子们谁愿意说祝福的话呢?
Who wants to say the blessing?
谁愿意说呢?
Bless?
祝福。
We get to bless the food.
我们需要祝福我们的话我们饭食。
Who says that? Who's going to bless the food?
谁来说这个祝福的话语呢？
Like Abby has the power to bless the food?
那 Abby 有这个能力来祝福话
No, God has already blessed the food.
神已经祝福了这食物。
But we're teaching her to bless.
那我们呢来教导她要
To bless
祝福称谢。
Who?
那来祝福谁呢?
To bless the Lord.
是来祝福神。
That's why her blessing
这就是为什么她的祝福
is to thank the Lord.
是来感谢神。
Because he has blessed the food.
因为他已经祝福了这个饭食。
You get that?
有没有理解?
That's why you teach your children to bless.
所以你要教育你的孩子要祝福。
You teach your children to the most basic thing.
那你要教育你孩子最基本的这些事项。
That when someone gives you something,
你教育你孩子说很基本的就是当有人给你东西的时候。
What do you say?
你说什么呢?
What do you say?
你说什么?
What do you say?
你说什么?
Thank you, 谢
谢。你说
谢
谢。你说谢谢。
Do you say that in China?
那在中国也这样
说。Do you say it in Taiwan, Hong Kong?
台湾、香港都这么说。
When someone gives you something,
当有人给你一些东西的时候
What do you say?
你说什么呢?
What do you say?
你说什么?
Thank you!
你说谢谢。
Some non-Christians do it better than us.
那有些非信徒可能比我们做得更好。
Christians don't even say thank you enough.
有些可能作为信徒的话，我们还不会说感谢的话。
Moses is teaching this next generation.
那摩西在教导这下一代。
God is going to bring you into good.
因为神会把美好的东西带给你。
God, you've gone through the pain.
神啊，你已经经历过了痛苦。
And God is going to bring you into a good land.
神会把你带到美好之地。
Don't forget God.
但是不要忘记神。
Don't forget that he's going to bring you all the good.
不要忘记神会把一切
美好的带给你。And the way to not forget,
这不会忘记神的方式。
Is to say thank you.
就是要说感谢。
It's so basic.
这是很基本的。
We teach it to our children.
我们甚至教我们的孩子也这样说。
So we want our children to sit.
所以我们要我们的孩子坐下。
And when they see hot pot.
当他们看到火锅的时候
When they see turkey,
当他们看到火鸡的时候
Or my favorite Thanksgiving is 烧鸭 like some duck.
我最感谢的我最喜欢的就是烧鸭
I don't need no turkey, give me some duck.
我不喜欢火鸡
But when you see that duck,
当你看到这鸭子的时候
And you see all the goodness on your little table,
当你看到小桌子上所有的一切美好的东西
Bless the Lord.
我们要祝福神。
Thank you, Lord.
我们感谢神。
You see, this is what Moses is teaching them.
这就是摩西在教导他们的。
Because the word of the Lord says,
因为神的话语说,
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
那让这些被救赎的人这样说。
That's in Psalm 107.
在诗篇一百零七章
It says, Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so.
让被救赎的人如此说
Say so.
这样说
Say so.
你要这样说
When God has given you a blessing.
当神给你祝福的时候
Say so.
我们要说出来
Would you say so?
你要说出，你可以说出来吗？
That's the first thing that Moses teaches us. It's very basic.
这就是摩西教导我们的第一件事情。
It's hard for me to understand. I mean, actually, I do understand because it happens to me too. But when I'm preaching, it's hard for me to understand.
我知道，在我讲道的时候呢，我很难理解。
How much does God give to you?
神给予你多少？
He gives you so much goodness.
他给予你的如此多。
When was the last time you just said thank you?
那最上一次你说感谢的是什么时候
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
愿耶和华的属民说这话
That's our first point this morning.
这就是我们今天早上的第一
点 When God blesses you,
当神祝福你的时候
Please, would you say so?
请说出来
It's okay, we'll work on you, man. We'll pray for your salvation, brother. Okay? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
愿耶和华的属民说这话。
When God blesses you, say the blessing.
当神祝福你的时候，我们要说出来。
When God blesses you, say the blessing.
当神祝福你的时候，我们要说祝福。
Look at someone next to you and say the blessing.
我们来相互对看，说我们来说说出祝福。
Say the blessing.
说祝福。
You see what he says here.
我们来看他在这里说。
In verse 10.
在第十节里
Bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you.
称颂耶和华你的神因他将那美地给你了。
因他 because he gave.
因他
for he gave.
因为他给你了。
If God has given you,
如果神已经给你了
we teach our children at the little kids table,
我们呢教导我们的孩子说
say so,
我们大声说出来
bless the Lord for the,
我们称颂神。
What do you want to thank the Lord this morning for?
那你今天要为什么而
感谢神呢? What has God given to you?
感谢神呢? 神已经给你什么了?
God has given you a spouse.
神已经给你了一个配偶。
God has given you a comfortable house.
神给你了一个舒适的房子。
God has given you a job.
神给你了一个工作。
God has given you a good cup of coffee that I got to drink right now.
神给你了一杯美味的咖啡。
This was free, by the way. God gave me free coffee.
神给我免费的咖啡。
For 3 months.
3个月,
给我免费三个月的, you sign up today, you get 3 months. 3 months of free coffee. God gave me 3 months of free coffee.
神给我3个月的免费的咖啡,
I bless the Lord for free coffee.
我要感谢神,
but I even bless the Lord for the good coffee that we make at home. We prefer our coffee, Pete's coffee.
我也感谢神, 就是我们在家里做的咖啡更好喝。
God gave me a Chemex, a really nice coffee maker, for, as a gift from someone.
神呢，就是借用有一个朋友送，有一个人送给我了一个很好的咖啡机。我非常的喜欢那个咖啡机。
I bless the Lord for good coffee. Anybody amen that?
我感谢神,
anybody amen with good coffee? Right here. Okay, I got one brother. What do you thank God for? What do you bless the Lord for? Give me some.
那你为什么感谢神呢?
What has God given to you? For the family he's given to me.
为我家庭感谢神,
amen?
Amen.
For the what?
还有什么?
For the church he has given to us. Amen. Amen. For the what? For a good work environment.
给那个一个好的工作环境感谢神。
What else has God given to us?
还有什么呢?
Food, good food. Amen, good to food.
美好的食物。
Good. What else? Life.
为我们的生命感谢神。
Amen. When God has given you, say it.
如果神已经给你了, 你就说出来。
It's so hard for us.
我知道对我们来说很困难。
I'll be honest, it was hard for me this week.
我知道这个这周呢对我来说也很困难。
I'm preaching.
我在正道。
I'm literally thinking about this.
我也在就是其实在思考这些。
I think on Wednesday, one of these days, no, it wasn't Wednesday. It was like one of the days, like I don't know what day it was. It was, I walked downstairs with my coffee, my good coffee, and
有一天呢就是我,
you know, when your body's like this, you know, something's going on. You know, when you're holding your coffee and just like this, and I
我有一天,
came downstairs.
我拿着我的咖啡就是这样子，就是没精打采的走下楼。
I'm leaning on the counter like this.
我就坐这样没精打采的坐着。
I'm just sighing.
我那叹了气。
And Bex is there, and she's like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "It's just so many things."
我太太在那边就问我。
So many details. I don't like the details. There's so many little things for me to do. I'm drinking my coffee.
就像我太太抱怨说，有这么多事情，这么多细节，就是我不喜欢去做。
By the way, I love this coffee, and I'm just drinking, and I'm like,
我在喝咖啡。
You know, your body language is like,
eh. 在喝咖啡，我很喜欢这个咖啡，但是 you know, 我的肢体语言就是这样子。
And she said to me,
然后她说,
"Hey, big guy." She said, "Hey, big guy." Hey, 大哥.
Hey,
老板, 老板, hey, 大汉. She's like, "Hey, 大汉." She's like, "Hey, big guy. The sun is still shining."
他说, 太阳仍旧在照射.
I bless the Lord for my wife.
我非常, 我为我的太太而感谢神。
I don't know where she's at today. She just sits right here. But I bless the Lord for my wife.
我不知道她今天在哪里。但是我非常为我的太太感谢神。
So many times I get into a weird place.
有很多次就是我情绪好像不对的，不对头的时候。
And she's made signs for me.
她呢，就是就会做一些就是，
the little chalkboard signs. She even puts it on the toilet.
她有时候呢就会写一些小写一些小东西。
So when I go to the bathroom,
甚至放在厕所上。
It says, "Give thanks."
她就会在厕所上就会有看到她写的，要感恩。
So when I go to the bathroom,
当我去厕所的时候,
she puts a sign to remind me to give thanks.
然后呢, 她把这个标记放在这里呢,
就是要提醒我要感恩。 And I said,
"Why did you do that, honey?" 我就问她,
she, "Look at you."
她说,
"You're not very thankful.
你并没有, 非常的感恩。
You tell everyone to give thanks.
你告诉每个人要感恩,
and you're not very thankful.
但是你并没有非常的感恩。
I said, "Why do you put in the bathroom?"
我说你为什么要放在厕所里呢?
Because you spend a lot of time there.
他说你为你在厕所里待很长时间。
You see, the word of the Lord tells us, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so."
那你看神的话语就像, 就跟我们说的, 愿神的属民如此说。
But you know,
但你知道吗?
When we've had these large Thanksgiving dinners growing up,
但当我长大的时候，当我们有一些感恩节聚餐、大聚餐的时候， You know,
we're sitting down and we're at the kids' table, right? You know, have you ever sat at the kids' table?
那我呢就坐在这个孩子的餐桌上。
There will come a time.
有一次,
there will come a time.
将会有一次,
for every kid.
每一个孩子将会有一次,
when adult comes over.
当一个, 大人过来跟你说,
and puts their hand on you.
他, 搭着你的肩,
and they say,
他说,
I think you're ready to come over.
他会说,
I think you are ready to come over to the adult's table.
他会跟你说,
I think you're ready to sit at the big boy's table.
你应该是可以坐在这些大人的,
and you think, what, me?
你就会说我吗?
I'm ready.
我已经准备好了吗?
What do they mean by that?
那他是指什么呢?
They mean that you've graduated from the little kid's table.
他是指你已经从孩子的餐桌上毕业了。They
mean that you've matured.
他是指你已经成熟了。To
join them.
你已经够成熟了，可以参加大人的餐桌了。
There's some people who never want to graduate to the big people's table.
但是你要知道，有些人呢，从来就不想从小孩子的餐桌上毕业。There's
some people who sit at the little kids' table and they never want to move up.
有些人呢，永远都想坐在孩子的餐桌上，不想。It's
more fun there.
不想参加大人餐桌。Because
the kids will throw their food around still.
因为孩子的餐桌更有趣。Right,
you know, like there's some people who like, oh, 请来坐这个, oh, no, no. 我跟孩子说, oh, no, no, I'll sit with the little kids.
你知道有些人就是这样，你叫他坐在大人餐桌上，他不愿意，他愿意坐在孩子的餐桌上。But
I've noticed that even my children.
但是我也知道，我也注意到，甚至我的孩子。
As they mature.
当他们成熟了后,
they don't want to sit at that table anymore.
他们呢也不愿意坐在孩子的餐桌上。Not
because their legs are too long.
并不是说他们的腿太长了。Because
they're done with the immaturity at that level.
因为他们呢已经没有了这些不成熟的这些特征。Oftentimes,
when we're sitting at the adult's table,
通常我们坐在大人的餐桌上的时候,
you will see my older children begin to hover around and hang around.
你也可以看到就是我的大孩子有时候就是通常会就是慢慢的过来到我们这边来。
They want to sit at the big boy's table.
他们呢希望能够坐在这个成人的餐桌上。
And the older they get,
当他们越来越大的时候,
they realize,
他们也意识到,
you see, when I'm sitting at the kid's table,
当我坐在孩子的餐桌上的时候,
everything that I'm thankful for,
我所感谢的一切,
is God's provisions.
是神的供应。
Because when God is always providing for us,
因为当神一直供应我们的时候,
we are always thanking God for serving us.
我们一直就在想着就是神对我们的服侍。
Because that's what you do at a kid's table.
当你在孩子的餐桌上, 这就是你所做的。
The kid's table only gets served.
因为这些孩子的餐桌上呢, 都是得到, 他们受到服侍的。
The kids don't serve.
这些孩子是不去服侍人的。
The kids get served.
这些孩子是被服侍的。
They get food brought to them.
他们是食物呢, 是被给他, 是带给他们的。
So they say, thank you, God.
所以他们说感谢神。
Thank you, God, for giving me this.
所以他们说感谢神把这个给我。
For the food.
赐给我食物。
For the table.
赐给我桌子。
For mommy who made the food.
感谢神妈妈做了这些好吃的。
Thank you for giving.
感谢你所给的。
For giving.
你给的。
Thank you, they're saying, for serving me.
他们在说我感谢你服侍我。
Moses was teaching them to thank God at the provision level.
那摩西呢, 其实在教导他们呢, 就是为了神的供应而要感谢。
So that they could see how God provides for them.
那他们就可以看到神是如何供应给他们的。
But you see, kids as they mature,
但是当你看到孩子成熟了后,
they see something else. Something that draws them to the adult's table.
那他们呢,
after a while, you don't feel like being at that immature level.
那这样一段时间以后呢，他们就感觉到自己是已经成熟了。
Even children want to grow up.
甚至孩子也希望自己能够成长。
You want more of God.
你希望更得到更多的神。
And that's what David can teach to us.
这就是大卫来继续教导我们的。
Because David teaches us from his experiences of God.
因为大卫是从他的经历来教导我们。
Not only in times of provision.
不仅仅是对神的供应。
But David teaches us his experiences of God in times of disappointments.
但是呢，大卫呢，是用他的经历，他就是失望的经历来教导我们。
David speaks to us about his experiences of God in times of devastation.
那大卫教导我们呢，是用他所经历的这些痛苦欲绝的这些经历来教导我们。
I think a lot of us would be familiar with David's writing in Psalm 23.
我知道我们当中呢也有很多人就是对大卫所写的诗篇二十三篇是很熟悉的。
I know that when people have been devastated,
我知道当人们痛苦欲绝的时候
or they are in depression,
当他们忧郁的时候
or they've been struck by grief that is hard to bear,
如果他们是非常悲伤所不能忍耐的时候
I know people who have just recited this out of memory.
那我们当中有些人呢就会背诵这段经文
Why do you think that is?
那你为什么呢
Why do you think people always go to Psalm 23?
为什么我们总是会来看诗篇二十三篇。
Why is Psalm 23 so often read at a funeral or memorial service?
那为什么在追思会上呢？诗篇二十三篇呢，总是被阅读。
I think it's because when David was writing it,
因为我认为是当大卫在写这个诗篇的时候
he knows what it is like to be in the valley.
他知道。在这个幽谷的时候，是怎么样的
？He knows what it is like to be in the low places.
他知道在低暗之处感觉是怎么样的。
So he writes in Psalm 23, verse 1.
所以他写到二十三章第一节。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
This is written by someone who was a shepherd.
这段经文是被一个牧者写的。这个作者本身就是牧者。
This is very significant for him.
对他来说，这是非常重要的。
This is someone who knows how much the heart of the shepherd loves his sheep.
他知道这个牧者的内心是有多么的爱他的羊群。
Someone who knows how much the shepherd protects his sheep.
他知道这个牧者总是会保护他的羊群。
Someone who knows that when the sheep is injured or lost or hurting, that the shepherd's heart breaks and runs after and takes care of.
他知道当他的羊受伤了或者迷失了他的心总是会为他们悲伤。
So that when you are in the deep distress,
所以当你在深处痛苦的时候
when you are in the grief of life,
当你为生命而悲伤的时候
for David to say,
那大卫说
The Lord God is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
There is nothing else I want. There is nothing else I need more.
没有其他任何的东西是我想要得到的。
Than my shepherd.
只是我的牧者。
I am in the lowest of places.
我身处最低处。
But if my shepherd is with me,
但是我的牧者与我同在，
I know that there's nothing else I need.
那我就不缺乏任何其他的东西。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of what?
Death. 我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
The word has also been translated to say the darkest of valleys.
有一些翻译也说成是最黑暗的幽谷。
Even though I walk through the darkest of valleys,
我虽然行过最黑暗的幽谷。
Even though, God, you have allowed me to now walk in the darkest valleys, in the shadow of death.
虽然神允许了我行过这最黑暗的死荫的幽谷。
He says, when everything that surrounds me is what I should be fearful of.
他说当周围一切包围我的一切的是我应该害怕的时候。
When the enemies of my soul surround me.
当我心灵的敌人包围我的时候。
He says, I will fear no what? Evil.
他说我也不怕遭害。
I will not fear.
我不会害怕。
Why?
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Because.
因为。
You are with me.
因为你与我同在。
Do you see this?
你有没有看到呢？
Moses teaches us to thank God for the. Moses teaches us.
摩西教导我们，
因为神给了
神，摩西教导我们为神所给的而感谢。
Moses teaches us to thank God for the.
摩西教导我们感谢神为他所给的。
David is teaching us to thank God, even though.
那。大卫呢教导我们呢是要感谢神虽然
even though
虽然
even though
虽然
even though I walk in the darkest valley
虽然我在最黑暗的阴谷当中行走
I can thank my God because you are with me
我可以感谢我的神因为你与我同在
I know of your love for me
我知道你对我的爱。
Your goodness has not changed for me.
你的美善并没有改变。
So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
虽然我在死荫的幽谷当中行走。
Even though,
虽然
I bless your name, Lord.
我祝福你的名。
I bless your name.
我仍旧要称赞你的名。
So even though
所以虽然
a Christian brother who was very successful
一个信徒的弟兄非常的成功
blessed with a great job as a lawyer
他蒙神的祝福成为一个律师
blessed with a beautiful wife and five children
他也蒙神祝福给予他一个美丽的妻子和五个孩子
One year
有一年
when his youngest child
当他最小的那个孩子
his only son
他唯一的儿子
at 4 years old
四岁的时候
died
是去世了
died of a sickness
得疾病去世了
then 2 years later
两年以后
a great fire consumed the city
一场大火燃烧了他所在的城市。
And he lost so much of his properties.
他呢，丧失了很多他的财产。
And his faith muscles had to go into effect again.
那他的信心的肌肉呢，就又在开始运行了。
His wife and I had a, his wife and him had to work through this.
他和他的太太呢，就已经就是努力的工作。
God has taken away our son.
那神带走了我们的孩子。
And he has now taken away a lot of our wealth.
那现在呢，他又把很多我们的财产也拿走了。
But because of who God is.
但是因为我们那位大伟大的神，
they chose to use what they had left to serve others.
他们呢，选择呢，把他们所能剩下的呢，来服侍其他人。
And then the year after that,
然后后来一年，
when they were going to go on a vacation in Europe,
当他们想要去欧洲度假的时候，
and it was so many years ago, so they had to sail over by ship.
因为是在很多年之前，他们旅行呢是要乘船的。
And he got delayed by a business trip.
因为他是因为工作上的原因呢，
he sent his wife and four daughters to go first.
延误了以后呢，但是他的太太和他的四个孩子呢，坐了那个船去了。
And midway in the Atlantic Ocean,
在亚特兰大海上的中间，
their ship was struck by another sailing ship.
他们两艘船呢就相撞了。So
that the ship that his wife and daughters were on sank.
226
people died.
226个人死了。
All four of his daughters died.
他四个孩子全都死了。
His wife was rescued.
他的太太呢却被得救了。
And she sent a note as fast as she could.
她呢，寄了信给她的丈夫。
And she wrote, "I was saved alone. I'm the only one who survived."
她写着了，我是唯一一个幸存的。
So devastated.
她非常的痛苦自己。
He boarded a ship to go to be with her.
他呢就成了一艘船呢，要去找他的太太。
His faith muscles are working.
他的这信心的肌肉呢，又在工作。
He's bringing his grief before God.
他呢，把他的悲痛带到了神的面前。
And then he hears the announcement from the captain.
然后呢，他听到船长的宣告。
We are now passing by the location where the other ship was struck and sank to the bottom.
他在船上的时候呢，就听到船长宣告，就是我们现在路过的地方，就是那艘船所沉下去的地方。
And this brother went down into his room.
然后这位弟兄呢，就来到了他的房间。And
he wrote these words.
他写下了这些话语。
When peace like a river attendeth my way,
有时想平安如江河平又稳。
Or the times when sorrow like sea billows roll,
有时伤来似浪滚。
Whatever my lot,
不论何环境。
Whatever my lot,
不论何环境。
God has taught me to say,
足以教导我说。
What did he say? It is well. It is well with my soul.
我心灵得安宁。
Whatever my lot,
不管我的处境如何。
In the good times,
在好的时候。
In the not so good times,
在不好的时候。
My God has taught me to say,
我的主已经教导我说，
and I've experienced it.
我也已经经历过。
Because I've worked these faith muscles over and over again.
因为我一直在锻炼我信心的肌肉。
So I graduate from the kiddies table to the big boys table.
所以我从孩子的餐桌上毕业到了大人的餐桌上。
So that even though my son has died,
虽然我的儿子已经去世,
my business has gone to the brink of collapse,
我的事业已经没有了。
Even though my four daughters have all been lost,
虽然我失去了我四个女儿。
Even though my heart is devastated,
虽然我的内心痛苦至极。
You,
你,
are so good.
你是如此的美善。
And your goodness has never changed.
你的美善永远不会改变。
And I've worked these muscles over and over.
我一直在锻炼我的肌肉。
So that at this time,
所以在这个时候,
I can say,
我可以说,
even though I'm in the middle of devastation,
虽然我的内心痛苦至极,
I can say it is well with my soul.
我可以说我心灵得安宁。
It is well with my soul.
我心灵得安宁。
This is thanking God even though.
这就是虽然境况不好的时候，我们仍旧感谢神。
Moses was teaching us at the kids' table to thank God for what we can see.
那摩西在孩子的餐桌上教导我们，我们要为我们所能看见的而感谢神。
David teaches us.
那大卫教导我们。
To thank God for what we cannot see.
要感谢为我们所不能看见的而感谢神。
To know that Aslan
要知道
is on the move.
这头狮子在运行。
That he is preparing his people.
他在预备他的子民。
For a purpose.
有目的的预备他的子民。
That God would even allow pain.
神会允许痛苦。
He would allow pain to come in.
他会允许痛苦的到来
to prepare us
来预备我们
for his purpose
为他而预备我们
That's what we see all throughout the scripture
这就是我们在经文上所见到的
Let's pray
我们一同祷告
Oh, Father, as the song had reminded us, even when we don't see it, you are working.
我们的天父就像诗篇所提醒我们的，现在我们没有看到，你也一直在运行。
Even when we can't even feel it, you're working.
虽然我们有时候能也感觉不到。
You sometimes need to press.Upon the grapes and crush the grapes in order to make new wine.
因为有时候我们知道我们要挤压要挤压压榨那些葡萄使他们能够做出美好的甜酒。
We don't understand why we are in a season of thanksgiving.After all that we've gone through as a church.
我们也不明白，我们也不理解，现在是感恩的季节，我们的教会所，虽然经历了这么多的事项。
But you
但是你
have brought this to us for your reason.
我知道，但是我们知道，为了你的原因，为了你的原因，你把这一切赐给了我们。
And we want to Speak out your greatness and your goodness.
我们要说出你的伟大和你的美善。
Even though.
虽然。
I believe that you are moving in your people into maturity.
我知道，我相信你是你在成熟你的子民。
And that you are going to use your people to reach the world.
你会使用你的子民到达去进入这个世界。
Have mercy on us.
求你怜悯我们。
Continue to show your goodness to us.
请你继续显示你的美善。
And we bless your name.
我们称颂你的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.